Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. Namaskar and welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris. You're watching Heal Within. Sister Shivani is with us. Sister, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
I'd love to continue what we were talking about the
last time. Yes, we saw that all those whom we worshipped and prayed, they are our aim objective. They are who we were, and that is what we have to become again. Like in Hindu religion, there is a very beautiful katha, which is called the Satyanarayan katha. And the Satyanarayan katha says, Nar aisi karni kare, jo nar se Narayan bane, aur nari se Lakshmi bane, which means Nar means the common man and Nari means the common woman, and Lakshmi Narayan means the highest, the deities, the first king and queen of the Satyug. So the Katha says Nar aisi karni kare jo nar se Narayan bane, means the man will do such actions which from a man he will become a Narayan, the deity. So this is there in the scripture.
So it means Nar and Nari should go back to the original self.
Absolutely.
From Satyug.
That's it. Nar and Nari is the same soul in Kaliyug, and Lakshmi Narayan is the same soul in Satyug.
So aisi karni kare means for that you need knowledge also.
Yes.
That I was.
Absolutely.
But here I've been telling you in every episode that it's not our fault.
We have not
taught this.
That's why we say it's not our fault. It's not fault. It was the drama that we had to go from this journey from enjoying Satyug, lovely silver age, copper age, started looking for God, still happy, still very nice, iron age, materialistic, lot of comforts, but pain had started, still searching for God, and somewhere even started believing that we will not be able to find God. And in Hindi we say neti neti. Neti neti means you'll never be able to find him. So the purpose of life was to look for him. Just look for him. The search for him. And we would say the search will continue for many, many births. But this concept that we can actually meet him, he will actually descend. And we can actually have a one-on-one relationship, a direct personal relationship.
God has arrived.
God has arrived.
It's good to know that.
Because this was supposed to be the time.
It makes me feel very, very happy because I see the whole world. I mean, I don't know, it's my point of view. The more people I meet all over the world, I see them depressed, angry, confused, unhappy. They want to die. There's so many suicides. And they blame the weather or the rains or whatever. But the whole thing is so sad. So now God has to arrive. I don't know.
God doesn't have to arrive. God has already arrived.
God has arrived. That is why we got this knowledge.
That is why we got this knowledge.
Raj Yoga.
Yes.
It's God's knowledge.
Absolutely. God has to arrive, and when he arrives, you know, people say, God has come, where's the proof? What will God do? If God comes, there should be some miracles.
Yeah.
And you know, you're looking for some kind of magic, some phenomena happening somewhere which says, it's like a big bang, God has come. No. What will God come into? Because what is God's role? We thought God writes our destiny. God doesn't write our destiny. God gives us the knowledge and power to write our destiny. So God's role is to give us knowledge. We have to shift from Iron Age to Silver Age. What do we need? I, the soul, depleted, has to become powerful. What do I need? I need knowledge, like you said, the mirror. The reflection, complete knowledge of who I am and how can I go there. So I need knowledge, I need power. These are the only two things I need.
I've lost the address of my home.
I've lost the address of my home also, yes. And I've also lost the address of my parent. You know, it's like a child lost and somebody comes and says, who are you? I said, I don't know. What's your father's name? I don't know. What's your address? I don't know. So how is the child going to reach home? From copper age to iron age, we were looking for him. You know, why was it not possible to find him? Why was it said we cannot find God? Because we were looking for him.
And we didn't have the address.
We didn't have. So we were looking for someone where we did not have knowledge who he was and where does he stay. And most important, on the journey, because we couldn't find him, we gave his title to other souls. He said, this is God. this is God. This deity is God.
He looks like my son.
Absolutely.
He looks like my daughter. He looks like my father. So you start liking those people.
It's like any, say, when some, let's say a parent has lost a child. Lost, maybe missing somewhere. And then they find another child who looks very similar to their child or who behaves very similar to their child.
It reminds.
Reminds. And then that connect is like
more,
this.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we say, for me, this is my child. Because I am disconnected with my child. Similarly, if I've lost my parent and I find somebody who's very caring, very loving, very protective, I say, for me, you're my mother from today. You're actually not my mother. But because you started taking care of me like a mother, or you started giving me so much love, I said, from today, you're my mother.
You remind me of my mom.
Yeah, but you're my mother from today. So what did I do? I took the status of mother and I put it on someone else.
Yes.
Then I took it and put it on someone else. And in the process, I forgot and moved away. So when I tried to look for God at the beginning of Copper Age and I built the Shiv Jyoti link, the first, which was the closest to the point of light. The closest symbol to the point of light is an oval-shaped stone. That's the closest we can come. And then we started connecting to that Shiv Jyoti link or the candle or the lamp or, like we said, the Kaaba ka Pathar. We were connecting to a symbol of God. But we were not getting, see, what can you get? What happened? What happened is, when there is an oval-shaped stone, and I say Shiv Jyoti Ling, my connection, which is happening for most of us, my connection starts with this. This. My connection is actually not getting built with the energy. My connection starts getting built with the symbol of that energy. It's like, here you are.
So forgetting the Jyoti.
Yes.
The light.
Yes.
We are thinking that the ling is the light.
Yes, the ling
actually,
is
the light. It's formless.
Yes, it is not formless. The form is a point of light.
Yeah, but nirakar means body, without a body.
Without a body.
Okay,
yes,
let's say formless means not a human body. Not
without a
shape,
human form.
Human form, animal form. I'm talking about the form which moves from one place to the other.
Yes.
Or the form of a tree,
like,
nothing.
You would be able to relate to this more. There are so many people who've not met the film star. But they are big fans of that film star. Now you go to their house and they will have posters, photographs, diaries, magazines, complete information what that film star eats, what they wear, where they go, when is their birthday, who's there in their family. The film star is on their mind. They are in love with that film star. They are obsessed with that film star. Crazy. Okay. Now, do they feel something? Yes, absolutely. They can feel love. They can feel respect. They can feel loyalty. They can even have tears in their eyes. They haven't met that film star yet. They haven't met that film star yet. Never seen him. Never seen him. So, what are they connecting to? They are connecting to an image of that film star on the movie, then songs, then magazine articles, then photographs. So what is the connection with? Where is the connection getting built? The connection is I, the soul, with the images of that person. Till now, I've never met that person. But yet, I feel I have a very beautiful relationship. I can keep thinking about that person the whole day. Now, second stage, 1 minute glimpse of that film star. Just maybe 30 seconds brush somewhere. And how would that feel?
Great.
Great. So I have moved from my connection with just pictures and photographs and objects. And I've moved to my second stage, which was a 30 second meeting, a 1 minute meeting. Is there a relationship? No. This relationship is one way still. The relationship is from my side. I am creating love. I am creating respect. Am I getting anything from the other side?
The other side doesn't even know.
The other side doesn't even know me. So I've created this one-way relationship and I can say I'm in love with that person or I adore that person or whatever, any kind of a relationship what I create. Second is if I meet that person for 30 seconds, suppose that person shakes hands with me, I can go as if I've got the world.
I'll never wash my hands now.
Yes. So that's my second stage. Third stage, suppose I get to meet that actor on a one-on-one and have a nice conversation with him. Now, it will not be just energy from my side. It will also be a flow of energy from the other side. Now, after one meeting, if something happens and I get an opportunity to meet many times, and after that, I develop a relationship, a friendship, or whatever with that person, is there a difference between where I was before and where I am now?
Total difference.
Total difference. Earlier, one-way relationship. Even if I could cry in that relationship thinking of that person, but nothing was coming from the other side. What was there on the other side? Physical objects. Physical objects. Photographs, pictures, posters, movies, songs. Physical objects. Maybe even a statue. Second stage, 30 seconds glimpse. Third stage, direct personal relationship. And when there's a direct personal relationship, now the flow of energy will be both ways. Relationship with God. First stage. Objects, books, scriptures, complete knowledge, information, posters, photographs, songs, statues. I could cry in His remembrance. We've cried for God. We've had tears in our eyes for Him. We are completely in love with Him. We say, I cannot think of anybody else except for You. Could sing in His praise the whole day. But where was all this getting created?
Mind.
Here. Mind.
It's a concept. Not a relationship.
It's not a relationship only because for a relationship to happen.
You need two people.
You need two. Like I can take this object and connect so deeply with it that very soon I could have tears in my eyes looking at it. So much. I can just keep talking to this object, cleaning it the whole day.
I've seen babies doing that with the dolls.
Yes. Very beautiful. Babies do that with their dolls. And that doll becomes...
They dress them up, they clean them, they feed them.
And the doll
now
becomes...
Now babies are asleep.
And the doll becomes a part of their family.
Life.
They have a name for the doll.
They have dresses.
And the doll goes with them everywhere.
They give them baths.
Yes. But are they getting any energy from the doll? They have developed a relationship with a physical object. Which means we are able to develop it with a physical object. This is a one-way relationship where I create the feelings. See, the other object cannot create feelings because it's physical matter. There is no energy there. It's only matter. There is no conscient energy there. But I could do everything.
But there's tremendous happiness in that.
Of course there's tremendous happiness. That's why I said we could cry.
And with that faith, we can do so many things.
Yes. But then who's the one who's doing it?
Me.
Me. Here it is. We do everything. Tremendous happiness we can create. We can create tremendous purity also. I could, you know, I'm so much in that I can create only thoughts in remembrance of Him. They will all be pure thoughts. So I can create love, I can create purity, I can create bliss, but I am the one who is creating. I'm still not getting anything from there because I'm connecting to the object. It's like if you have these wax museums. And when you visit the wax museum, you'll have that wonderful looking wax model of that person whom I idolize. And that model looks exactly like that person, replica. And there it is, a placard which has complete information about that person. So I know how the person looks. I have complete knowledge about the person, where he stays, what he's done in his lifetime, what are his achievements. But I haven't met the person yet. This we need to remember even as far as He is concerned. We read about Him, worshipped Him, idolized Him, connected to a physical object. Cried, created love, created purity and bliss, but we were creating. We were creating. And this we could do in corporate. proper age, almost all of us could do this beautifully because we were still very, very pure, very pure. As we came to Iron Age and even towards the gradual end of Iron Age, today we are not, many of us are not able to do it. Some of us are still able to do it. Many of us are not able to do it. And we say, I sit to remember him, but my mind tends to
go somewhere else.
Wander. My mind tends to wander, which means that now I'm not able to connect and create those kind of euphoria or that kind of feeling connecting to a physical object. And that is the reason today why we give the title of God to living human beings. Why are we giving the title of God to living human beings? Because I'm not able to connect to a physical object anymore because my level of purity has declined. I'm not able to create that love. I'm not able to create that bliss. But if I give a saint, a philosopher, a wise soul, that title of God, and I start connecting with him or her, so when I create love, I'm also getting a lot from there. And from souls like these that we have now in the end of Iron Age, where almost all of us are so impure, when you meet a divine soul who's so stable and very soul conscious and so selflessly caring and loving, you don't want to look for God anymore. You don't need God because anyways, it's a difficult concept. And I would say, whatever I wanted, I'm getting it from this person. They are giving me everything.
From there you get all the love.
All the love. Selfless. And especially we're not even getting that kind of love from family and friends. So when we meet this one being...
At the same time, sorry, you said one being. Right?
When we meet this one being who's giving it to us, for us it's as if we found our God. And there again, when we give the status of God to somebody else, we not connecting to the original one.
Yeah. What I wanted to say is, again, I come back to the same thing, that it is closest to whom I'm searching and closest to finally myself.
Absolutely.
So beautifully explained in Raj Yoga, I'm so happy.
And it's nice. It is very nice to connect to a soul who's pure, who is caring, who is loving, connect to them.
I'm connected to my original self for the time being.
Yes, and in their presence, if I'm able to evolve myself, emerge myself, it's a beautiful experience. But only I have to take care that I'm connecting to a pure, wise soul. That's all I have to remember. It's like if I meet your child, if I meet your son, looks like you, talks like you, behaves like you, qualities also like you. So I can have a beautiful...
But not you.
But not you. Now that's the only thing I have to remember. That's the only thing I have to remember. It's not that don't talk to him, don't connect to them, don't connect to her, don't do this, don't go there. No, do everything. Do everything. Go to the temples, see those beautiful deities, connect to them. But now try and connect to them rather than
why
just...
Why can't we connect to them for remembrance and use them as a vehicle to reach?
Okay, suppose I meet your son. Okay?
He reminds me, you have Suresh Oberoi.
Right, so he reminds me, but how do I connect to you through him?
Ask him my phone number.
So if he gives me your phone number, so now I connect to somebody who will... Okay, even after he gives me your phone number, what do I have to do?
Connect.
To connect to you. I cannot do, I connect to him and say, I'm connected to you. I can say, now I'm connected to him, but that connection is still remaining. That's okay. This is clarity. This is clarity. But if I connect to him, you know, it's like sometimes it happens.
And if I say connect to you, as good as meeting Suresh Oberoi.
As
no,
good as meeting.
You can't do that.
I can't do that. Because I will develop a relationship with him, which
is just like saying that your photograph, I say, hello, Shivani Didi, how are you? It's as good as meeting Shivani sister. No.
Because there's no energy exchange. That energy exchange was only from one side.
It's so clear. I'm so happy.
But we were not getting anything from the other side. But when we meet one-to-one, what will that experience be like? Suppose I meet your son, and I want to meet you, but I meet your son. I can keep talking to him about you. And he will keep telling me about you. Oh, my dad's like this, this. And while listening and listening, I will imagine how you would be. This is how you are. And I get so lost in listening to what he's saying. And I'm enjoying what he's telling me. I'm feeling very nice. And that's it. It ends there. This is where it has ended.
So, sister, so beautifully explained. So, God has arrived and he has explained through Raj Yoga this. And now, if I understand correctly, just correct me if I'm wrong, here I have to experience the relationship and not hearsay anymore.
Absolutely.
And not just say that I need you, I love you. So here I, the soul, has to experience my father, another soul, the supreme soul. And when I connect with him, I need to have an experience and exchange.
And right? That will be my direct personal relationship with him, no one in between.
So am I right now?
Perfectly right. Now we have
you
moved.
You have made it very clear.
Now we have moved from the first stage, which was only reading about him, looking at symbols
reading,
and photographs.
Reading, talking, thinking, imagining.
Listening. You know, when you sit and listen about God, when these wives.
You feel nice also there.
Of course you do. That's
so,
why I said.
And probably that is initial stages maybe. It's like getting, starting the car, getting into it and then, and the travel and finally you reach the
destination. But that is what, that is the only thing that was remaining. And that's why I said, if I start talking to your son about you, I could spend hours listening to his stories. He would have 35 years of stories to tell me. So what do? I can listen for another 35 years about what happens. But I forgot I had come to meet you. I got so engrossed and enjoyed the experience of listening to everything and I connected to him and what was remaining, connecting to you. And then somewhere I thought, do I really need now? This is fun. This is nice. It was nice. It was nice meeting all the profound wise souls. It was beautiful experience. We learned so much. We got so much love. But we need to remember the soul was still declining. The soul, why do we need God? Why can't we just be satisfied with all these beautiful souls who we have around us? Because they are batteries. Battery connected to battery. They are souls. They're more charged than me, but they're souls. So even if I connect to them, I can get little.
Can we call them life?
Call who?
Energy.
The another soul?
No, the battery, the energy, the life.
It's the life of the soul.
See, without the energy, without the battery, it's dead, no?
Right. So I, suppose you're the saint for me. Okay, you're very wise, very profound, very loving, very caring. So I will say you're a battery which is slightly charged more than what I see in myself. So when I come and meet you, even if I meet for 5 minutes, I feel very nice. But my battery doesn't get charged like this the way it's supposed to be. The journey, I'm continuously still declining. So from Dwapar Yuga, all our prophets came, saints came, wise souls came, but the batteries did not move in this direction. The batteries were all moving still in this direction. What did they all do? They just helped to keep us still intact. Otherwise, we would have declined long, long back. So they all played a beautiful role. Beautiful role in helping us on this journey. On holding our hand and helping us to walk. Walk till the end of Kali Yuga.
Cars in the winter season, so many times, you know what happens? The batteries get discharged.
Hmm.
So what we do is take a, call a friend, take another car's battery,
that's
connect
it
to my battery with him, which already charged.
Right.
We call it a jump start.
Hmm.
So at least he starts our car.
Perfect.
And then it's our job further to see how we charge our battery.
Now, so what do we do?
He puts us on the road.
Perfect. So now, but if my battery was completely discharged, the car just can't move, right? So I call somebody else and use that battery to connect to my battery, to give it that start. But then finally, where do I have to take my car? If I want to completely charge the car.
To the charger.
I have to take it to the station.
Hmm.
That or, battery.
Yeah, to recharge.
Recharge. So till now, all these pure souls have helped us to charge ourselves a little bit. But now we have reached, now the only, and now the jump that is required. Another important thing is, in Dwapar Yuga, I didn't have to jump. I was like this and gradually declining. So it was okay, the journey.
See, coming down is easy anyways.
Anyways, no?
Throw anything from the top 100th story, yeah, it falls down. To throw it up is difficult, no one
says. Just drive down also the hills. Drive down the hills is so easy.
Anything, even if you fall down, you fall so fast with the velocity and the speed and the weight.
True. So now the jump that is required is very big. Jump is like from moving from 0 to 100.
Now from 0 we have to go step by step by step.
No, sir, we'll have to go a little faster because we don't have that much time.
We'll have to use the rocket speed.
Yeah, because to move from 100 to 1 or 0, we had 5,000 years like this. But to move from this almost 0 to 100, we have only this lifetime. Probably, I don't know how much time in this lifetime also.
We'll have to take a lift which is non-stop.
Right, and that's why a big jump and in a very short time. See, that was slow decline and in a long period of time, 5,000 years to slowly discharge. Short few years for a complete charge. This miracle happens because of... So when we say, what miracle will God do? What miracle has He done when He comes? This is the biggest miracle that happens. Big jump in a short period of time can happen only with His power. So this is the time when He comes, He gives us this complete knowledge. Complete knowledge is given by Him. Now when He descends, like we saw the three stages, connecting to the photograph of the actor, then a 30-second glimpse of the actor, and then beginning a relationship with the actor. From Copper Age, first stage, photographs of God. Second was those pure souls who did a lot of penance for that one glimpse. You know, we said sakshatkar, vision. And they could do anything, stand on one leg, stand on their heads, do everything. I want one glimpse. I want that one vision, that one sakshatkar. So those who got that one vision or sakshatkar, they had moved to the second stage. The second stage of the 30-second glimpse. But now is the time when we're going to have a one-on-one meeting. And then once the meeting, then develop a beautiful personal relationship. And when that happens, then the exchange of energy becomes two ways. Then it's going to be my love, but then it's also going to be His love. My purity, but then that ocean of purity. And when I start having this exchange of energy with the Supreme Power, so His energy helps me dramatically to revive my energy, which has gone like this.
Thank you so much, sister. I'm sure we're going to continue this again, the next episode.
Thank you.
Very, very interesting.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
God does not write our destiny. God gives us the knowledge and the power to create a beautiful destiny of transforming the Iron Age into the Golden Age. We made symbols, paintings, sculptors of God. We had His symbol and the knowledge about Him, but we still had not connected to Him. When we connect to Him, we will experience His powers and empower ourselves. We meet pure souls who are divine and loving. We feel nice in their presence and learn a lot. They speak to us about God, and we are intoxicated by what we hear. The next step is to develop a direct and personal relationship with Him.
If you wish to discuss your problem or have a question to ask or want to know your nearest Raj Yoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakening@bkmail.org or call us on UK 440 75304 26770, USA 1-347-448-2359, India 91-9999-744-555. Om Shanti.